Greetings, Viking country, and greetings, world. Welcome to Viking Voices, the podcast where students and teachers come together to co-create the best possible high school community on earth.
Okay, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Viking Voices. Really appreciate being on the show today. Let's introduce ourselves and tell all of our listeners who we are and what we're here for today. Starting here.
I'm Caitlin Rapegno. I'm a senior and a captain of the West Hill cheerleading team.
Awesome.
I'm Tigas Duranica. I'm also a senior and I'm also a captain here at West Hill.
Co-captains in the house. Co-captains in the house. And you are?
I'm Coach Chintel, the West Hill cheerleading coach, and I've been coaching here for my 17th year.
17 years as the head coach for the cheerleading team.
Well, technically, I'm not a head coach anymore.
Okay. Oh, you are?
So, Carmelina.
Yes.
What a name.
Yep.
Carm and I, yep. We are co-coaches.
Co-coaches.
And we kind of do what we're best at.
Awesome.
So, like, she has her things, and I have her.
That's what partnerships are all about.
It's all about partnership. Yeah. Well,
I really appreciate being on the show today, and one of the things that I'm reminding folks as we, I think this is our fifth or sixth episode, is to remind everybody that Viking Voices is a podcast where we celebrate the good things that happen at our high school. It gives students an opportunity to exercise their own voice, and teachers the same thing, and it's just a really cool way and platform to share out what's going on. So I've had the idea of having cheerleading on from the very, very beginning and really excited to learn more about your world. I've certainly learned some things in my time as principal of West Hill, but why don't you just talk about that a little bit today? Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. So my first question is, how long both of our co-captains here have been involved in cheerleading? When did you guys get started?
I started in first grade with the little Stanford Mighty Mites,
okay.
And I've been doing it every year since, so this is my 12th year. I did some competition, like, outside of school, but, you know, I'm a loyal Viking. I always come back home.
Very good.
Oh, you're cute,
Izzy. That was good. She knew what to say. That's perfect.
That was great.
What about you, Kayla?
I've been starting cheerleading since I was in middle school, sixth grade. I cheered for Schofield.
Okay.
And then I did in high school. And then last year, sophomore year, I joined a competitive team as well. So I've been doing both. But, yeah.
Is it? I haven't watched any of these movies, but I know there was like a real popular cheer movie a while back. Is it like that?
Are you talking about the documentary?
No, not the documentary.
Cheer was documentary like on Netflix?
Bring It On.
Yeah. There's like
Bring It On
12
is
of
so
them
fun.
Now.
I know. Is it like that?
No, well, so Bring It On, it's like all about like the competition between the schools. Every time like we've ever been like met up with cheerleaders from other schools, they've always been super nice.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like that's like a stereotype.
Yeah, we meet them like a friendship circle.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're like really friendly to each other. It's not really real competition.
Well, it's not perfect friendship. But we do our best.
Yeah.
Ladies, yes.
So my first year, I remember Miss Tintel invited me to the I can't remember where that was. What was that?
I think it was FCX.
Okay.
And I think it was at Wilton.
Okay.
The field house, yeah.
So up until that time, the only time I was exposed to anything cheerleading wise was at events, at games and stuff like that. That's when I saw the first competition. And I would agree, it was friendly. It wasn't like might be depicted in some of the movies, but the competition is fierce. Have you guys been competing for a while too, even before you came to West Hill? Were you involved in any of the competitions?
Yeah, I started, we both started on a competition team together when we were in seventh grade on the Stanford Stars.
Yeah.
So, like, that was our first time having any experience competing. And then, obviously, we're doing more of it here now.
Okay.
We both also competed at the Summit in Florida.
What's the Summit? That sounds like the World Series of Cheerleading or something.
Kind
the Summit.
Is. Kind
it's
of.
Kind
is
of like it? The all-star side of cheerleading.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Okay.
But that was, like, a really big competition that we both went to.
Yeah, down in Disneyland with the ESPN.
That's really competitive.
Whoa.
It's really competitive.
I didn't even know that existed. I'm curious, Coach Tintel, were you a cheerleader as well? Were you?
Of course.
Okay, so break it down. Way back, you don't have to give the year. It's okay.
I've actually been cheerleading way longer than both of you. But I started cheerleading when I was 4 years old.
Whoa.
4 or 5 years old,
okay.
Like Pop Warner. So I grew up in Long Island in Levittown.
Okay.
And actually, my grandfather started the league. League.
So your grandfather very well known. Started the cheerleading
league. There's actually a documentary coming out about him. The Devils You Know or something like that. It's very interesting. But we were the Levittown Red Devils. So my dad coached my brother in football. I cheered. So I cheered 4 or 5 years old till about 12, 13 there. Mm-hmm. And then I made it on my high school team.
Okay.
And I also did a co-ed all-star team, but it was a little different. And then I went to college and cheered throughout college as well.
Oh, you are all in.
I didn't do a lot of all-star stuff. It wasn't as big as it is now. But in college, I cheered. We went to nationals twice, and I did the Florida thing as well.
So is it – so in your case, Coach Tintel, starting at four – from that time on, you've been involved with cheer your whole life.
I love cheerleading.
No question about it. That's awesome. That is awesome. So let's talk about the role and the support that you give. People equate cheerleading with what sport mostly?
Football.
Football, for sure, right? Yeah, that seems to be football. The thing, right? So we're going to have our first game, for our first home game, I think the 17th is the first home game.
Home game, yeah.
First home
we have
game.
Our first away game.
All right, now you're
Friday.
Going away. You're
yeah,
going
we're
away.
Going
okay,
to,
so you're going Friday night.
Bridger,
so what is that role? So you're there to pump up the crowd. What's the focus? What do you tell your athletes? Because we know that cheerleaders are athletes. What is their
Thank
job?
You for that.
You're welcome. What's their job? Coach,
you guys
take or
this
yeah,
one?
Whatever.
Well, honestly, I'll start it off. It's to support the football team.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I always tell them, and a lot of people don't understand this too, like, as we are preparing for our own competition season, we're cheering on the football team and the basketball team. So, technically, we have a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of preparation, but we're really there to cheer them on, support them in any way we can.
Mm-hmm.
We really want to have some type of community with them. So, usually, we go to pasta parties with them. We used to have, like, the football players and the cheerleaders give, like, gifts to one another. That used to be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they want to bring that back. Who knows? We do something different every year.
Okay.
But Coach Joseph is great. He invites us to a lot of stuff. And the girls are good friends with them. And it's nice to just go to the games and cheer them on and really just watch them play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And football is a great sport. I mean, at least I love football. Mm-hmm. So it's nice to be there and spend time with the girls and cheer the football team on.
Would this be an accurate – so I'll ask you guys, would this be accurate from my perspective? And so especially in a sport like football, and of course we can name other sports as well, the crowd being into the game helps spur on the home team and part of your job. So when you are cheering, often I notice you turn and you're looking up at the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to get the crowd fired up, which then in turn supports the team because they're participating in that, getting louder, having a good time. And is that accurate?
Yeah, we have like interactive cheers where we'll say something or like the crowd will like respond to get like everyone like hyped up for the game.
Kaylin, you just said something to help me think of another question. So I've heard so many since I've been principal, and I've had my favorites. Do we have any new ones for this year?
Cheers.
Yeah. We just worked on one. We actually just worked on one.
All right, so I don't know if this is like superstitious or anything, but can you reveal what a new cheer might be? I'm not going to ask you to cheer it, but like what's a new one that you're working on? And how do you come up with them?
So actually, like, YouTube is great. There's so many cheers
sure.
So we kind of steal cheers.
Okay.
But when we made them captains, we have 5 captains, we were basically like, okay, first job, find a cheer, learn it, and you're going to teach it.
Okay.
So we have a new one. One of my other captains, Pammy, she actually learned it, and she taught it the other day. We kind of tweaked it a little bit, but it's a very, like, old school 90s cheer. It's got, like, some stomping and some snapping. It's cute.
You don't say sis boom ba or anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
That's That's going to be
a pet peeve of mine is wooing. Like, we don't woo.
We're not allowed
wooing.
To woo.
There's Vikings, WHS. Yeah.
So woo, like, woo, that's no good.
I hate wooing.
Oh, yeah. No,
wooing is bad.
Well, wooing,
well, fans can woo.
Who knew about the woo?
They try to say words or letters.
So wooing's like a cop-out almost? Like, woo.
I don't want to say that because people love and enjoy
they
wooing.
They love the woo?
But I'm just not a fan of the woo.
Okay.
Please don't woo.
No, don't woo. Wow, goodness gracious. That's awesome. All right. So I've absolutely loved watching you guys over the years. Okay, for sure. One of the things I've seen, which I didn't see, I don't think I saw it every year, you even bust out the push-ups. Where did that start?
Yeah. For every touchdown, we do like 7 if they get the extra point after our fight song. It's fun when they score touchdowns, but then you always have it in the back of your mind, like, I have to get down and do push-ups in front of all of these people.
Right.
It's a little nerve-wracking sometimes.
So do you practice your push-ups, like, on the real?
Yep, it's
got to get ready, right?
We've been practicing a lot of push-ups.
I actually was making fun of their push-ups the other day.
Okay.
They were quite terrifying. Because
I know you can get down there and show them how to do some push-ups.
Push-ups are hard for girls. Yeah, like, I totally get it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I always say, I'm like, fake it till you make it.
Yeah,
hold a nice plank and bend your arms and your goals.
There you go.
You know? But push-ups are hard, and I don't want to do this to Coach Joseph or any of the – I love all the football coaches.
This is going
to
be good.
There hasn't been a lot of touchdowns happening.
So
then we don't do a lot of push-ups at games, and we need more touchdowns so they can do more push-ups.
Correct.
We've had a tough
couple of seasons, but I have a feeling the season's going to be a little different.
I have a feeling too.
For sure.
More push-ups.
So here's the other thing I wondered about. This is like great for me just because I've had these questions in my mind. Just the little milk crates you stand on.
Oh, yeah.
So we can't see over when they stand like in front of us. So it's kind of more like to get a better view of what's going on. So we can call like offense cheers or defense, like to see what's going on.
Yeah, because you don't want to call the wrong cheer.
Yeah.
So what is being on the milk crate help you to do?
Like, it's just
higher.
To be able to see them, to see
get
over
there.
The line of football players in front of us.
Oh, that's
so
right.
You stand like, on the track.
You're on the track, so you
can't see what's happening.
I just thought it was a cool little decorative thing you did to stand on a little box, but it helps you to pay attention to the game. See, I bet you a lot of people don't know that. You have to pay attention to the game and know what's going on in the game so that, goodness gracious, can you imagine if a touchdown was scored and you're all like looking at the sky and you're not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's for. So you can see over the players so you know what's going on the field, because then that determines the cheer or what you're going to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so who determines – When I guess is determined in part by what's happening on the field, but who determines what cheer is going to be called when? Like, how's that?
Usually all the captains will pick one, and then depending on like raw offense or defense or like 1st and 10, we'll like do it based off of like what they're on.
Okay. Yeah.
We also have quarter cheers that we'll agree on before like the game starts.
Yeah.
Usually, like first quarter, second quarter, we have those are the new ones we're teaching this year. Just to have fun ones that are a little bit longer, a little bit more crowd engaging.
There you go. And the pom poms are still a thing.
Yeah,
still the
pom
poms
are fun.
And what about the like? I think way back in the day, actually, if you look at like super old yearbooks, you can see like the megaphones.
I actually have megaphones in the closet.
You're
still
doing the mail, okay,
and they want them, and they're coming back.
Okay, they are.
Because it's like you look at some of the fashion, the '90s stuff, like the
'90s
cheers are coming back.
Okay.
So like the megaphones and the big palms. We haven't gotten there yet, but we have a lot of megaphones in the closet that they kind of want to use.
Are they like super retro, Coach Tintel? Like are they from like the '80s, perhaps?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
But they're quite large.
Yeah.
So we'll see how we can like incorporate them in certain cheers. But
better watch some old video from like back in the day. All right, that's cool. So one of the things that I think is important is to emphasize something that I mentioned before, and I'm glad it resonated with you, Coach. You guys are athletes, and I read a stat in. I wasn't surprised, actually, because especially after going to the competition, and I see, because I know that some of you guys are flyers and you fly through the air, the rate of injury is sometimes higher among cheerleaders than even the athletes that you're cheering for. Now, you just You just like pointed at yourself. What you got?
Yeah, I was sitting on top of someone's shoulders.
We didn't do this.
Yeah,
to her.
It was at
her
my
all-star team.
Yeah.
To be clear,
I just want to clear
to be
that
clear.
Out right
this
now.
Was not a West Hill sponsored.
Not a West Hill injury. Thank you very much.
So what happened?
So I got off, and I guess it landed wrong, and it just like bent in the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I tore my ACL and my meniscus. So it's a very dangerous.
When was that?
Back in like November, right after like Thanksgiving.
Okay.
She actually came to the Stanford High game
I did.
On crutches because it happened the night before.
That's why you're a captain, because you are dedicated. Yeah. I love
on crutches
it.
And everything. I was in the emergency
room. Oh, you know what? I think I remember
all night.
That.
Yeah.
I remember seeing you on crutches at the Thanksgiving game.
The night before I was at the emergency room.
That was the night
room.
Before?
Yeah. I was in the emergency room all night, and then I was like, I can't miss the Thanksgiving game.
So you were in
game.
Pain, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
No, that was a scary text at 2 a.m. I woke up to it, and who's like, Tiggis, I'm in the emergency room. I think I just, like, tore my ACL. I was like,
but yeah, you know what? I bet that inspired the girls, right, and all of that. And, you know, as now you guys are seniors, you have new freshmen on the team, right, coming up. What is your role? I mean, you're seniors, you're upperclassmen. You've got the next generation coming in. You're leaving after this year, so that's a legacy kind of thing. Talk to me about bringing new kids into the cheer team and the program and your responsibility with regard to that.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, so far the biggest thing has been teaching cheers. Like, that's obviously our responsibility. Mm-hmm. We break up into groups, and we just cheer and cheer and cheer because it's like you have to be able to just hear it and know what we're doing right away when we're at the games. But, like, as the season moves on, we'll get littles. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, you know, those are the
– What's the term?
Little. So we have big.
So like we're
littles.
Big, and then we get like two other like,
and they like take care of them.
Littles. So like yeah, okay. So the girls they go to the captains with things that they need to talk about, and like we relay that information to the coaches. But like littles and bigs, it's just like a smaller, more like direct way, and it's like much
to
more
connect,
familiar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just thought, well, my mind's bouncing all over the place. Whenever I watch college football, I also see young men on the cheerleading team. I'm curious in your time if we've ever had any boys on the cheerleading team.
Years ago, before I started coaching, a woman named Mickey coached, and she had, I believe, they competed co-ed for 1 year.
Okay.
I've had a couple boys try out, but they always end up quitting.
They quit.
They're like, we have to run.
Yeah, I don't get that.
We have to, like, work out. I'm like, yes.
Oh, wow.
Of course you do.
Yeah, sure.
So there's always been kind of a level of commitment that they just really don't get to. I do open it up. I always say, girls and boys, whoever wants to try out. But, yeah, usually it's just mainly been girls.
Okay. I wonder, too, so I see some of the things you guys do, the backflips and the throw. Gymnastics – some kids that were involved in gymnastics, young girls, also kind of move toward cheer too? Or do you learn? So I'm curious about all of that. So you're going out for the cheer team. You've never done a backflip. You've never done a car. How do you begin with that? Or is that maybe some skills that kids bring to the table when they go out for cheer?
So with the gymnastics thing, I started with gymnastics.
So you took gymnastics.
Yeah,
okay,
it like built up like basic skills, and then I like didn't like it as much. So I was like, can I try like something else?
Because
I didn't like the beam or the bar. I like the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So, definitely.
Yeah.
And then I moved to cheerleading because it was basically all tumbling.
Floor. Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. So is the competition? Did we do the competition last year?
We did one. We only did states.
Okay.
COVID has kind of gotten in the way
of
competing.
Yeah.
It's been really hard to come together. This girl had COVID, then this girl,
and then
we couldn't, you know. And cheerleading's a different beast because, you know, with stunting or pyramids, like you need everyone
there. You're missing
there.
One person.
Yeah, yeah,
you can't
you're missing
it.
One girl, and it's like, okay,
the
now we need to change
off.
Everything.
Yes,
so it's different, you know. Like any other sport, okay, like I don't want to like undermine other sports because, but I've played a lot of sports, and it's like, okay, this kid's not here today. You step in, go play his position. It doesn't really work out that way because even if you have five different bases. And
base
I'm a
is
flyer.
The bottom of the pyramid.
Yeah. So if Caitlin puts me up all the time and then she's not here.
You do like move groups. It's like it's adjust to each different person you
it
work with.
It doesn't go as smoothly when you move people around after you've been with the same group for a while.
Because you like, get comfortable to that one, then you have to change your way. For,
in
like,
that
a different...
case too, right?
It's
a trust thing too.
Yes. Yeah.
You know how you all feel when you're all building all that stuff up. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
And I think that's why cheerleading is so, it's very interesting. Like Carm and I, we the first couple weeks of cheer, we're pretty tough because there's always a couple girls that just kind of don't get it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm just going to put a pretty skirt on.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, this is, you know, this is a sport. We're going to run. We're going to condition.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to put girls up. So, yeah, you kind of have to be strong.
Yeah.
We're going to tumble and we're going to ask you to do things that, you know, are uncomfortable sometimes.
Sure.
So, you know, there's a couple girls, they think it's cool and then they're like, yeah.
You know what, though? That's like a lot of sports that kids go out for.
Yeah.
The helmet looks really shiny.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having that on my head, but then all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute. It's a lot of work.
You got to put the work in,
like,
and it's a lot
else.
Of time, too.
Yeah, sure.
It's time commitment. It's really.
Do you think. So you guys are getting ready to go off to college, right?
Yeah.
You think you're going to continue? Is something you want to continue to do?
I hope I do,
You hope to?
I'm
what
not
you
sure.
Thinking? You're not sure yet?
No.
Well, you've both been doing it since you were like little kids.
Yeah,
so.
That's kind of like a scary thing, though. Like when you said earlier how we're getting ready to leave and like let these next group of girls like take over, like the way like we took over for the last group of girls. Mm-hmm. I hadn't even thought about that yet.
I could tell when I said it kind of hit you.
Yeah,
I saw
that. We've
been
doing this for 4 years now.
Yeah.
It's like for a big chunk of the year, every day, you know, you go to the gym, you're doing this and cheering, stunting, and like all of a sudden, like, that's going to be gone.
Well, you know what? And this is a good, because I know you guys have practice, so I don't want to go super long here. I want to get you out. But that's a good kind of place to start to wrap it up. You got involved in your high school. And you brought that to, I'm sure, your academics, but you got involved in cheer. And you're going to have those memories for the rest of your life. That's no joke. That's a big, big deal. And I certainly appreciate the fact that you've been that committed as your principal. I think that's awesome. I look forward to seeing you at the games and such. And I plan to hopefully go to the competition again. Where can people find you? You guys have an Instagram page, right?
Yeah.
What is it?
Westhill.cheer.
Westhill.cheer. I'm going to put that in the show
notes.
I do
my best.
For people.
I also just want to say this too. Caitlin and Tiggy, they've been great. They're lovely
humans. I can
see
it. I can feel it.
Cheerleaders,
no doubt.
Students.
Yep. You pick some good captains here.
They work super
yeah.
hard. They're super committed. And our other three captains, Haley Braverman, Lisbeth Jerez, and Pammy Passero, they are just really great too. I have a really good crew of captains this year. They work really hard. And they do a lot. Like we, you know, people ask us to do things all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay. So it's a lot of work. We ask a lot of them. So they really do a great job.
Well, your energy is definitely up. And I know that's certainly something important for cheer. I can't wait to be there and watch you and cheer you on. And now I've learned more and I'm just super excited. I hope you have a great season. I know you will. And so the way we end the podcast so far, you know, that I'm just kind of figuring this out as I go along. I think quite often about the experiences kids have in high school, and you get out of it what you put into it. And so the way we've been ending this is, I say, remember, ask not what your high school can do for you. Ask what you can do for your high school, and you've done plenty for your high school. Thank you very much for being here today. Go Hill, Westhill and Proud, Purple and Gold for Life, Peace, Boom, all of that. Make some noise. Good job, guys.
Wooing.
All right. No, woo, don't woo. No, who knew that you can't woo? All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.